distressed him. "It's a long time ago," he said rather weakly. 9 years, said Evans, accurately as ever. 9 years and 3 months. You remember the case? In a vague sort of way. Anthony turned out to be an arsenic eater, said Evans, so they acquitted her. Well, why shouldn't they? No reason in the world. Only verdict they could give on the evidence. Absolutely correct. Well, then that's all right, said Haydock, and I don't see what we're bothering about. Well, who's bothering? Well, I thought you were. Not at all. The thing's over and done with, summed up the captain. If Mrs. Merrodeen at one time of her life was unfortunate enough to be tried and acquitted for murder, it's not usually considered unfortunate to be acquitted, put in Evans. You know what I mean, said Captain Haydock irritably. If the poor lady has been through that harrowing experience, it's no business of ours to rake it up, is it? Evans did not answer. Come now, Evans. The lady was innocent. You've just said so. I didn't say she was innocent. I said she was acquitted. Well, it's the same thing. Not always. Captain Haydock, who had commenced to tap his pipe out against the side of his chair, stopped and sat up with a very alert expression. Hello, 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 he said. The wind's in that quarter, is it? You think she wasn't?